Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 3rd of June 1971. The title is A Lotus Seed for Remaining Constantly Yogyukt. What day is it today? It is the day of the Patti. What is the day of the Patti called? The day of the beginning of the Patti means the day for making a decision about your life. Why have you come to the Patti? To make a permanent decision about your life. Have all of you come with this aim? When you come to a Patti, you receive a gift from Bap Dada and the special children. What is that gift? It is easy to speak of the gift that you receive. Few children gave their ideas. What is the basis of the attainment of all the things you have spoken of? It is the transformation of the intellect, the transformation of a gross Rajoguni intellect to a subtle Satoguni and divine intellect. On the day that you attain this intellect, you are also able to attain the stage of being Avyakt and Yogyukt. So, what is the gift? A divine Satoguni intellect. It is only through the transformation of the intellect that you are able to transform your life. So, you receive the special gift of a divine intellect in this Patti. To use this gift, or to just keep it with you for all time, is in your hands. However, everyone has received this gift. All those who have come to this Patti can very easily and quickly bring about transformation within themselves through the gift of the divine Satoguni intellect. So, today is the day for transforming your life. Therefore, continue to imbibe the gift that you receive on this day. You have been listening to the knowledge, but what have you come to do in this Patti? You have come to become the embodiment of knowledge. You have also come to receive the knowledge of yoga and to practice yoga. However, you have come to the Patti to make firm the lesson of constantly being yogyukt. What is the easy yukti you have to learn from this Patti in order to constantly remain yogyukt? Hatha yogis who do hatha yoga and tapasya sit on a special seat at the time of doing tapasya. They have a variety of seeds. So, what is the seed in order for all of you to be constantly yogyukt? Bap Dada is telling you about a seed that can be easily attained in order for you to constantly remain yogyukt. It is the seed of a lotus flower. People speak of a lotus seed. On what do people portray the images of the deities? On a lotus. So, even whilst constantly performing actions, if you make your stage like that, of a lotus flower, then you can easily become constantly yogyukt. However, what do you have to do in order to be a lotus flower and stabilize yourself in this stage on this seat? You have to make yourself light, to be light, and also to be the form of light. A lotus is so gyanyukt. On seeing a lotus, you have the awareness of knowledge. So, by being seated on a lotus seat, you can constantly remain yogyukt. Never leave your seat. Always keep the stage of a lotus seat, that is, constantly remain stabilized in this stage. Only then will you be able to keep the throne of the kingdom for that length of time in the future. If you are not able to sit on this seat, that is, if you are not able to stabilize yourself in this stage, then you are not able to attain the throne. So, in order to attain the throne of the kingdom, you first have to practice stabilizing yourself on the lotus seat. You have come to the bhakti to make yourself free from all types of bondage and to make yourself light. That is, you have come to learn to practice to constantly be stabilized on the lotus seat. Therefore, finish whatever burdens you have before you go from this bhakti, whether it is a burden of the thoughts in the mind, or a burden of your sanskars, or a burden of the attraction to the perishable things of this world, or a burden of attachment to your lokic relations. You have come to the bhakti to finish all the burdens and bondages. This bhakti is a golden chance for progress in your life. The more you take the chance in this bhakti, to that extent you will be able to make yourself move forward in life for all time. What aim have you kept for the bhakti? What aim will you keep after bringing about transformation in your sanskars? In what special aspect is this group the best of all groups? Do you know? This group has one very good speciality. When alloy is mixed into gold, you cannot mold that gold. Only original gold can be molded. So, consider this group to be that of real gold, that they do not have any alloy mixed in them. Do you know your own speciality? When this group is seen, it seems the same as when a plant is newly planted, and it first has very beautiful, tiny, delicate leaves, which are very lovely. So this group is also that of the new leaves, but they are very delicate. Generally, things are either delicate or tough. To be delicate means that the bones of the sanskars are not so hard that they cannot be changed. Little children first have very delicate bones, and then as they grow older, they become stronger. This group is that of those with delicate sanskars. It will be easy to bring about transformation in these sanskars. You are not those who have bitter sanskars. Achha, Bap Dada was then meeting someone personally. Do you look at your body considering yourself to be a powerful soul? By remaining stabilized in the stage of a detached observer, you receive power. When someone is weak, he is given glucose to give him strength. So when you consider yourself to be a bodiless soul, detached from the body, this stage of being a detached observer does the task of giving strength to the soul. For the length of time you have the stage of being a detached observer, for that time, you also remember Baba, the companion. That is, Baba remains with you. So, you have Baba's company and you are also a detached observer. One is the stage of being a detached observer and the other is the nourishment of the happiness of being Baba's companion. So, what will you then become? Free from all disease. You will be the form of power, loving and detached. At the moment, are you stabilized in the stage of being loving and detached? this stage is as powerful as the radiation rays that doctors use to kill germs. So, this stage is also so powerful that within a second you are able to destroy the germs of many sins. Once the sins have been destroyed, you will experience yourself to be light and powerful. Constantly consider your household to be the field of service. Do you consider yourself to be extremely loved by Bap Dada? Why? What speciality have you got that you are extremely loved? You belong to one Baba and none other. Those who remain lost in the love of the One are extremely loved by Baba. Do you understand? Bap Dada, speaking to Dadiji on taking leave for going to Madras for service. The speciality of those who are to become world emperors is that they keep all souls happy. There is an income of multi-millions in every step of the Maharathis. Achha. Sita Mata is taking leave. Are you looking at your body whilst considering yourself to be a powerful soul? By being stable in the stage of a detached observer, you receive power. When a person is weak, to make him strong, he is given glucose. So, when you consider yourself to be a bodiless soul, detached from the body, then this stage of a detached observer works in filling you with power. For the duration that you have the stage of a detached observer, you remember the Father, the companion, for that time. That is, you have his company. So, you have his company and you are a detached observer. One is the power of being a detached observer and the other is the nourishment of happiness of being a companion of the Father. So, what will you become then? Free from illness. A form of Shakti. Loving and detached. Are you stable in such a loving and detached stage at this time? This stage is so powerful, it is like laser beams that doctors give to kill the germs. So, this stage is also so powerful that in 1 second the germs of the many vices are burnt. When the vices are burnt, you will experience yourself to be light and powerful. Always consider your household to be your place of service. You consider yourself to be extremely loved by Bap Dada. Why? What speciality do you have that you are extremely loved? You belong to the one Father and none other. Those who remain lost in the love of one are deeply loved by the Father. Do you understand? Achha. Om Shanti.